This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvind Viraj
and Christine Wong.
With you for about another half an hour. If you'd like to get involved in the topic of technological guilt tripping, let us know via WhatsApp 018 789 8899. On Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Related to tech and feeling perhaps guilty or not, this is a story about kids in China. What they are doing, I don't know if you know about this, but the country's biggest video game publisher, Tencent, recently started using facial recognition software to verify player identities and limit playtime for those people under the age of 18. They use an official government database to confirm players' identities with their photo and personal information. Players under the age of 18 are limited to playing just 2 hours a day, whilst those under the age of 12 are limited to 1 hour a day. So Tencent uses artificial intelligence and data collection to monitor player behaviour, and the company claims it will eventually be able to detect when an underage player is using an adult's information. After officially implementing the facial recognition software for its most popular game, you may have heard of this one, Honor of Kings, the company reported that about half of the accounts linked to underage players have successfully completed the process. Of the accounts that didn't complete the process, 98% failed or declined the facial recognition test. Those who fail to complete the facial recognition are automatically limited to just 1 hour of play. So young players have been using a number of methods to try and get around the verification process. Some attempted to use photos of sleeping relatives, while others tried to impersonate their grandparents while talking to Tencent's customer service. The company has said that some kids had even convinced their parents or other adults they know into calling customer service to try and remove the age-based time limit. In a statement following the rollout of the facial recognition software, Tencent said that the attempts to circumvent the system made it more determined to successfully implement the technology. The company has previously said it intends to add age restrictions to its 10 most popular games. Now, you've got to look about this, that China is, they have one-fifth of the world's population, the largest video game market on the planet. Despite heavy regulations on media and online content in the country, gamers in China spend more than $34 billion on video games. It's an enormous market, but they are also very, very concerned about what they're calling video game addiction. You know, they even have camps for it and one thing or another, re-education camps, they're calling them.
But it just kind of sounds to me like a bit of a vicious cycle, though.
Right.
Because the more that they try to stop these kids from like having too much screen time or not accessing certain games or whatever, the more the kids are going to try to get around that. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know that there was a game like way back when called like Leisure Suit Larry, where basically you had, it was like an age restricted thing because it had mature themes and you had to like answer questions in a quiz that only adults could know. But like every kid who played that game would just answer the questions and figure it out slowly, you know, and then they would get in. But then it didn't do any harm to anyone. So chill.
I don't know. Facial recognition seems like technology that someone would put in place when there was no better technology. You know what I mean? Because there's like, it's like saying you need a hat to get into a specific area of a game.
Right.
It's, like, there are way too many hats and way too many hats to look the same and way too many ways to get hold of a hat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't, it seems like when we get like fingerprint scanners or something like iris scanners into, you know, when once those are implemented, then this whole problem will go away. But at the moment, I don't think there's any way to sort of curb facial recognition problems because we, while we're depending on faces to unlock games, we also are in an age where selfies are a thing. So there's way too many pictures floating around, way too many, there's too much resource. Like it's easy to get hold of other people's pictures or pictures of the person who can unlock the game.
Just put your tinfoil hats on for just a second.
Okay,
right?
Here we go.
So China's market is the largest for AI and for facial recognition software.
Yeah.
If you were wanting to collect more data of people who are going through an age transition process, what would be the best place to do it? How? You know, so if you've got 12-year-old kids who are using facial click, that's what he looks like when he's 12 years old and 6 months. When he's, 12 years old and 8 months, click, he's got a different... So they can see the progress of the face as it grows, therefore feeding more data into their facial recognition software. Tencent is government-owned, remember?
Huh.
I would say that they're using this to help build a larger database.
Database.
Yeah.
Can you whistle?
Tinfoil hats for a sec. Ah, but there you go. That's you know, that's what I think they're doing.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense because it's what all these companies do. Like, you know,
it's free data.
Not be surprised. Yeah.
It's free data.
I mean, even with the data they are collecting about people who are actively using their platforms, they're also collecting data about the people who cannot use their platforms,
right.
And then they're figuring out why they want to use their platforms,
right.
And then they make something to sort of cater to them.
Spooky.
It kind of makes sense. I can see it working.
So
all
fun.
Right. There you go. That's how you get guilt tripped into using technology. You know, you get your grandparents to unlock it for you. Ladies and gents, we're going to take a short break with some music coming up from Aerosmith with Fall in Love. Don't go anywhere, though. When we come back, our final story of the day. 10 mistakes smart people never make twice. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.